I'm absolutely delighted. When you come to this stage of the season, honestly, I couldn't care less how they played. They did really well in the first half, scoring to Hannu. You know, I read the script at half time, that Dunfermline would come back at us. And see you, Andy, the best pal. I think Rob's had a couple of saves, you know. But really, to come to Dunfermline and win 3-1 at this stage of the season against a full time side, that's 21 points in front of Dunfermline over the season. I've nothing but praise for main players. They've laid it on a line down to Stranraer tonight. Stranraer and Morton kick off in 10 minutes time, and one of them will have to win now because we're at home next week, and it's all in terms of the day's game. I wasn't really bothered about it, to be honest. You know, I didn't think it was a sending off with Farringham at all. I couldn't even believe the antics everybody nowadays wanting people sent off, you know, which is an embarrassing thing. Oh, where'd you get that?
Hi.
Thanks, mate. I think it's an embarrassing thing that's coming into football now, where other players are trying to get players sent off and the rest of it. But look, I want to take another away for John's team either. I thought that they've came out, showed a bit of pride anyway, and had a go at us in the second half. But from Potter's perspective, what a great result. So we went to the game next weekend. There's a few tired legs in there, and I thought we looked a bit tired in the second half.
I think we named it the first half, but he send them out and go for it. Really,
exactly.
Go for it, because the first half he's come out, you know.
And it was a major blow to Dunfermline, yeah, losing Scully, of course. Yeah. And a major free kick. It was typical of Martin Farringham. He's capable of doing that. I did die. We had to get in their faces and start the game. We were very, very up. We didn't start the game against Peter Reid last week, and that angered me more than anything. It's a long journey home. That angered me because we'd won 7 games in a trot. That's us won 8 out of 10 now. So but we had to get into their faces the day we did. It was all we getting the 3 points, and we got the 3 points. Yeah. No complaints whatsoever.
What do you do as a manager now then? Obviously, it's just
going to be
the last game, isn't it?
Wait all week. Well, if you tried to miss on it at the start of the season, with Dunfermline and Airdrie and Air United and Morton, they're all bigger clubs than us. But even the reporters had us all written off and all the rest of it. But it's never ever going to happen. If you get yourself a good set of players and a good ethic, we deserve every success that we've had this year. We've never been out of the top three all season, and we've been in the top two 31 weeks out of 36. So, I mean, that tells you the kind of season that we've been having. But, it's, you know, now you've got a wee smell of it. It's all down to one game. It's a bit... we've achieved our original objective in getting into the playoffs, which we thought we would struggle to do, but we've done it comfortably. But I hope to see you on next Saturday up at the San Siro. All right.